Hello, hello, hello. I hope everybody's having a wonderful week. Welcome to This Black Girl Podcast. It is your girl, Lola, aka Ola.miss.lola without the H on Instagram. I know I was away last week. I missed you guys. I hope you guys are good. I'm here joined by the lovely, lovely, lovely mister.
Hello. I nursed her back to health just for you.
Yes, he did. He is looking after your girl, so you gotta send him some love. But we're gonna get into a topic. I seen it and I've been kind of skirting around it. Mind my business, but like, and it's been getting to be too much. And that is the topic of Mr. Ye, aka Kanye Yeezy.
Kim and Kanye.
Yeah. Aka Kim Ye. Now, my hesitancy when it comes to speaking on him in particular has been like, you know, the mister, he's had, not you, but Kanye, has had a lot of hot takes over the years, a lot of lashing out, a lot of bursting out. I know some of it is associated with like trauma and mental health, and I'm not a mental health professional, therefore I don't really feel comfortable speaking on something I'm not qualified to do, you know?
Yeah, I mean, even aside from all the mental health stuff, it's a pretty delicate issue, but then when you add that in, it becomes it can feel a little overwhelming even to speak on it, because it's like, I don't want to make.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But over time, what I've realized is like, I've realized and understood and swallowed the understanding of intersectionality when it also comes to people who are problematic. You can have mental health issues and be problematic because there are people who do have mental health issues and they aren't problematic.
Yeah, I was about to say, treating anyone who has mental health issues with kid gloves is its own form of discrimination.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, so it's just like, we're gonna get into it and share our thoughts, possibly similar experiences, you know, like all of that stuff.
Well, and it's also a good time to comment on it, because even if Kanye isn't done with it, Kim is done with it.
Oh, period.
She's single. She got out. Good for you. Thank you. Finally.
Bro, like, I'm not going to be out here acting like I'm trying to keep up with the Kardashians, because I don't.
Yes,
yeah, I know that, you know, black women always have been and always will be the blueprint for that family. And I'm not mad at anybody trying to get their coins. I try to do my research and I look at the footnotes. And Kim's footnotes scream black woman.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say that I don't necessarily believe in, like, retribution. I think that, you know, an eye for an eye leaves everybody blind. But that said, Kim's got her own list of grievances that she has not owned up for, and has been known to do some scummy type things.
Absolutely. But with the mindset of intersectionality at hand, it does not justify the way she has been treated, mistreated. It doesn't justify her four kids having to grow up with generational trauma because their father is struggling with how to handle the breakdown of this family.
Yeah, that's the real rub of it, is like, regardless of how you feel about Kim and Kanye, I like Kanye's music, but I'm not a huge fan of either of them.
Yeah.
And even then, I haven't really liked Kanye's music recently. And I have a feeling that's going to continue if Donda 2 is any inclination. But the kids are totally innocent. The kids are definitely caught in the crossfire of this. It's very public. It's definitely, like, I don't know how, if you're somebody who becomes, like, they're one of their daughters, like, 12, right? I know this because of the whole...
No. I don't think she's 12 yet. North isn't that old yet.
I thought it was because Kanye was freaking out about her being on TikTok and not being 13 yet, because that's the age.
No, I think she's much younger than that, and that's why he was so upset. Okay, so a quick rundown, obviously, if for people who have been living under a rock. She's 8 years old, by the way.
Okay.
Is that... Kim and Kanye, they were married for a number of years. They have four kids. The relationship obviously at some point broke down They were living semi-separate lives, then they separated, and now they're going through a divorce. The divorce is almost processed, but now Kim Kardashian is now legally single as they figure out all the other issues in terms of like assets, custody, all of that, this, that, and the third.
Yeah, and they've been very public, back and forth online.
Well, no, Kanye's been very public.
Kim, not necessarily by her own choice. He kind of got kicked and screamed into the public limelight for this.
Yeah.
Kanye has been very messy online to the point that, like, this man at one point posted on his own social media that he has not been hacked. Like, because he was being so wild and so crazy. People were like, is this even really Kanye?
Yeah. Because, like, honestly, the vibe that it gives me, like, teenager on Facebook when their boyfriend or girlfriend broke up with them for the third time this week. And they, like, air their grievances on Facebook for people to like. And with that being said, I find it very immature that, you know, a man at his big age, despite what issues he may be suffering from, you know, mentally, emotionally, things of that nature, can't figure out a way to be civil. Because that's the one thing I will give to Kim, is that despite everything that he's been throwing at her, dragging her alleged boyfriend, you know, complaining about not being at his kid's birthday, despite whatever agreements they've had. Like, she's been handling shit at, like, the best that she could. And this is where her, like, PR skills have been put to the test.
I mean, honestly, I feel like the only winning move in this case is to do nothing. Because, like, I was even hearing some stuff in the court proceeding. Mm-hmm. And this is telling of the situation Kanye finds himself in general, in that, like, the man is obviously kind of surrounded by yes men. He obviously cuts out anybody who displeases him in any way,
mm-hmm.
and doesn't agree with him.
Yeah.
You can see that in the way that he handles other professionals on making honest mistakes when it comes to, like, his performances. You can even go back before all this started. He's been known to just fire people for making one mistake, done, over, end of story.
Woof.
And, like, that's somebody's livelihood that you just took away. Like, it's not a little thing.
Yeah.
But I heard a thing about the Kanye's lawyer in court trying to make arguments that the stuff he was posting on social media is inadmissible because it's not clear whether Kanye even made them. After he literally put up a post of him with a photo and the day's date to prove that it's him on the social media.
Not the professional gaslighting.
Apparently, they were literally saying, like, you need to come in with, like, citations and showing and everything and prove it dead to rights that he did every single post, or it can't be administered.
No, it has to. Here's the thing. It has to be admissible in court. And, like, I apologize if this gets a little too detailed for y'all. Like, this has to be, that kind of bullshit has to be admissible into court, because, like, Kim Kardashian is a social media superstar. Like, I'm not gonna, like, she is one of the influencers, okay? So her business, livelihood, lifestyle revolves around social media. So when things are being aired, littered, put out there on the internet for everybody to be talking about her, even if it's by proxy of it being her husband, if it's on his platform, he's responsible, period. Whether he posted it, his assistant posted it, his third cousin twice removed posted it, he's responsible because that's his account.
I agree with you entirely, but it also, like, when you listen to it, it just sounds so far-fetched.
Yeah.
To me, it's a signal that he went with the lawyer that would do the strategy he wanted.
Yeah.
Not the lawyer that would do the best strategy for the situation.
Right.
But the one that he wanted. Because if there's one thing Kanye knows, it's that Kanye knows best.
But here's the thing that I dislike and that makes me so sad about the situation is, like, I do think of his kids. Like, you know, I'm a mom. I try to be mindful of my actions and how it will affect my child in the future. This man has 4 kids. that are like, and kids right now are super introduced to the internet early. You hear him crying about North being on TikTok at 8 years old, which it's like, I kind of get why you're concerned, but it's like the way you're going about it is so problematic that when you, he does have valid points, they get discredited because of all of his other bullshit actions.
Right.
You know, and like my whole thing is, and my mantra, I should say, in terms of just life in general, is like, you shouldn't have to settle, and no one should have to settle for you. I would hate to ever feel like you were with me and you were settling for me.
Right.
Nor would I ever want to feel like I'm settling for you. And I want that for everybody because it's a nice, empowering feeling, especially within a relationship.
You know,
and it's like, sorry to cut you off. But I'm just saying, like, that, like, why do you want Kim to settle for you? If she knows she's not equipped, capable to keep you happy, to help you manage your mental health, all this, that, and a third, what, like, why are you doing all of this to just fuck with her? Because this is what it feels like to me. It's like to fuck with her because you want to feel like she's losing the best thing that's ever happened to her, that she can be easily replaced by your friggin' different clones that you want to go out with. But then you're mad because she's dating Pete Davidson because he doesn't look like you.
See, here's my thought of it, right? And this, yeah. I was listening to some other thing that was totally unrelated, and they brought up this really interesting point. And that was like, the only time that they could think of a legitimate argument where you're better off being born poor and not rich is in like medieval Europe if you're a woman. Because if you were poor and you're a woman, you still have some degree of freedom. But if you're rich, you're literally a commodity.
Right.
You're literally bought and traded and sold for alliances. Mm-hmm. And on some level, I feel like all of this makes a lot more sense when you think of Kanye looking at Kim and literally thinking of her as an object or a commodity. Why do you go out and get double and get a body double and then act like she's replaceable when it's clear you want her back? It's because you want her to believe that she's not as valuable
as she perceives herself to be,
and therefore needs to come back to you in your possession and your ownership.
Right.
Because that's really, really comes down to, that's why there's a double standard, because Kanye is Kanye and Kim is his. Right? So it's like, why are you disobeying me by getting a divorce? Why are you disobeying me? Why are you not doing what I want? I got you. I own you.
Right. I made you who you are.
I made you who you are and I own you. Like, yeah. It's just straight up a commodification.
And it's just sad because it's like, she, despite whatever issues people have with her publicly on a public scale, like, she's still a human being. She's still a person, you know, that needs to be seen, valued, and respected. And I want to talk about something nuanced, and I'm not sure, like, and when I say it's nuanced, it's like, it definitely goes into maybe a racial mindset. You guys let me know if you've seen and or experienced this type of situation. I've been in the situation personally, and I've seen it happen to, like, people I know, where they... And it's kind of weird that it applies to Kim because Kim's not a black woman. She may, you know, shape and tan like one, but she's not black. But when you're with a black man in terms of dating and you date somebody else and it's somebody of a different race, it triggers something. And I don't know exactly what it is because I'm obviously not a black man. I'm only a black woman. And maybe I'm going to ask Tim. Shout outs to Real Talk with Tim. He's a real one. I think I'm going to ask him about it. But it's like, what is that trigger to see somebody you've been with now with somebody of a different race?
Well, and let's double up the triggers too. Not only is she with somebody who's a different race, she's also with someone who doesn't make as much money as he does. And Kanye clearly values his ability to make money.
Right. And he associates it with his work, yeah.
And is also half his age.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
You know what yeah. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people are not talking about that, but I do, like, there's no way you're Kanye West hitting up on your 40s and you don't feel it.
I mean, maybe, but like, here's my thing, like,
because otherwise, why would he go out with a 20-year-old? Why is he always choosing young women to try to make Kim jealous? It's because it's a self-report, because he's jealous that she's with a younger man too.
Yeah, but I also think it's like a misogynistic, I want to control you. And as Kim's getting older, she's, you know, more coming into herself, understanding her self-worth, realizing she's not happy, leaving the situation, and she has, you know, her power to do that. But with these younger women who don't maybe have as much quote unquote clout, money, value, power as he does, he controls the narrative of the situation and he controls the dynamic of the relationship.
I'm sorry, I've watched 90 Day Fiancé. I know that there's 30-year-old attractive clout chasers.
I'm just saying.
That, like, I understand what you're saying, but it's like, I'm sorry, when you have as much money as like Kanye does, there is a handful of people that are in a position to not be open to some type of manipulation just because of your wealth and your fame. It's just a fact.
Yeah, of course, but when you completely eclipse somebody, that hits way different.
Who doesn't Kanye totally eclipse?
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it makes sense to go with these younger people because
I'm saying that Kanye is making the choice to go for these younger
women. Yeah, of course.
There isn't really a tactical advantage to go for the younger women. It's not like they clout chase more than 30-year-olds. It's not like they're prettier on, like, by default by anybody who's older.
Yes,
it's not like they're all poor.
Yeah, I get that. But with a younger age, there's less experience and less knowledge. You're way more knowledgeable as a person in your 30s, despite your wealth, class, whatever, than somebody in their 20s. And that's it.
I would say maybe compared to yourself, but to another person, I don't know if that's actually true. I've met some dumbass old people and I've met some smart,
well-put-together
young people.
For sure, but they're the outliers.
Right, but they're also not being chosen by Kanye, which is the point, because Kanye could pick whoever. He's already trying to pick outliers. That's why he's trying to pick up models and shit. It's just, the question is which outliers does he care about and which ones does he not care about? It's not maturity. It's not whatever. It's wants to find someone who's young and dumb and, like, whatever.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But, I'm sure maybe age may bug him too. But I'm just speaking from my own personal experience that, like, I don't want to say I've witnessed, but, like, there's been hearsay, there's been conversations. I've been in the presence of, like, a whole tantrum of, why a white man? Why couldn't you, like, not even another nigga? You have to go out with a white dude? Like, I've seen the outrage. I've heard the outrage and I've heard the upset about it. And it triggers some black men. And I want to know exactly why. I'm curious. That's all. That's just what it is. It piques my curiosity. But I want to flip the focus kind of back to the kids. Because like I said, I feel bad for them. I feel bad that even though I'm sure for the most part, hopefully they're shielded from all of this for now. But eventually it's going to be made public because it is out on the internet. The internet's forever. So, like, when they get older, they're going to come across all of this drama, all of this mess.
And not to turn away from the kids too, but, like, bro, if you think Kim won't turn this into a tell-all book.
Oh, yeah. She's going to make money off of this afterwards.
It's not going to leak out. She's going to have a price tag on it.
Yeah. She'll have, like, a whole Hulu special or something. For sure. For sure. 1,000%. In the name of Kris Jenner, it definitely will. But it makes me sad because this is more of a common issue in terms of exes struggling to co-parent, because, like, a lot of people struggle to have exes as friends. Like, there are a few people that are outliers. I know you're a bit of an outlier. Like, you're pretty friendly with a couple of your exes.
Yeah, there's... I mean, I don't talk to all of my exes. Yeah. But There's one or two that I'm still friends with.
Yeah.
And there's one or two that I was still friends with after we broke up, and we just kind of fell off after a while.
Yeah.
But
no bad blood is what I'm trying to say, you know?
I've had bad blood with one or two of them, but most of them have been okay.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Like, with me and my exes, with the exception of one, like, no shade to them. I just treat them like I don't know them. Y'all are strangers to me. I don't know you guys anymore. We dated however many years ago, so you are practically a stranger. I'm sure, hopefully, you've grown and changed and evolved as a human being, because I know I have. So, like, I'm not going to sit around and see you across the street and act like I know you, because I don't. So, call me Ray Charles. I'll act like I don't even see you. I've had moments where I was with, now, an ex, but, like, we were walking downtown and I saw another ex walking with some girl. I, Ray Charles, walked right past him, didn't even bat an eyelash, and just pretend I didn't know him. I've had another instance where I saw that same ex with a group of friends. I said hello to every single one of his friends but him.
That last one's weird.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I had my own feelings about the situation. So I was just like, I can't even bother to address you. But what I'm not doing is I'm not disrespecting you. I'm not necessarily dragging your name through the mud. I'm not dragging you online. I'm not dragging you to your face or behind your back. I mean, just won't acknowledge you.
I mean, I'll call you out here and say that if it's like, if you meet up with five people and you say hi to four of them and not one of them, that is a disrespect.
Okay.
Not acknowledging someone like that when you've acknowledged everybody else. If they're just like walking down the street and don't acknowledge them, not a disrespect. But if you take the time to purposefully not acknowledge somebody, it's kind of disrespectful.
Not necessarily on purpose.
I mean, you did at least one time. You just told me.
It wasn't necessarily on purpose. It just played out that way. I'm not mad at it. It's just, it is what it is. And I'm sure, you know, they're not losing sleep at night. They're, you know, living their life, happy, moved on, and so am I. So, like, who cares, right? But with that being said, I'm only friendly with one ex, and that's because we co-parent our child.
Right.
And if it was... it's forced me to grow and mature as a person, because a part of me, if there was no children involved, they wouldn't know me.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know me. I would have gone, moved on, changed my number, everything. But because I have a responsibility to be a good parent, that involves, you know, keeping the other parent in the loop and communicating. And we've formed a very good friendship because of this.
Yeah.
And I wish that for a lot of people. A lot of people don't have amicable co-parenting relationships with their former partners.
Well, honestly, I feel like it's that's one of the real twists and real differences, I feel like, between this Kim and Kanye situation, which is like, Kim don't need Kanye.
Yeah.
Like, Kanye wants to insert himself into his child's life, and he has some legal... he has some legal ability and some legal justification to do so.
Yeah.
But frankly, like, they don't need them. They don't need him.
They don't need
even the idea of like, okay, so like they've been raised, so they've been I don't know how long their relationship has been rocky for. But how,
a couple of years, yeah.
How long did Kanye spend inside of a stadium trying to finish Donda?
Oh yeah.
You think he invited his kids up there?
No. He was living in Wyoming at one point.
So I'm just like, if you're going to lock yourself in a room for months on end to not be a dad, do your kids really need you?
When the work comes before the family. I don't know. It's like, okay. I don't want to judge anybody's process, but when it comes to being a parent, there is a certain level of presence that you need to be. We don't know the circumstances of what he had decided to do when he was like not around his kids as often. We don't know if it was communicated to Kim. We don't know if it was made up with FaceTimes and constant conversations. We don't know the ins and outs of that arrangement and how it went. But with that being said, I would personally try to have a hard time being away from my own child for a long period of time. Unless I knew it was worth it.
See, this is the funny thing to me, right? Is like, there have been listening to Donda 2, and there's some real weird problematic stuff that he's put in about this breakup in it. You know, people know about him taking lines from Kim on SNL.
Yeah.
There are some lyrics about, like, his children literally trying to, like, underground railway back to their sweet old papa.
Right.
And I'm just like, where were these kids digging when you were making Donda 1? were they fighting Kim to come visit you inside of a stadium?
Maybe. We don't know.
I mean, we do because we had a live feed, like, the entire time when he was working on that.
I
didn't
know.
See no children show up.
I know, but nobody's watching that live feed 24/7.
I'm just saying that, like, there's a whole... This is why I honestly think that it really comes down to, like, Kim just wanting to own Kanye. Because when it really comes...
You mean Kanye wanting to own Kim?
I mean, sorry, yes.
Okay, let's get that right.
dyslexia realness. The real reason why I really think it's just Kanye trying to own Kim is because there's such inconsistency with mm-hmm. the way that you see him handle his children.
Yeah.
And to inconsistently just makes me feel like they're just kind of pawns. Like, they're just something he can use to guilt Kim with.
But I feel like, okay,
that's really sad.
I agree. It's very sad, but it's like a weird... Okay, it is a weird vibe. I know it's not consistent, but, like, it's like a weird thing when it comes to co-parenting and when relationships break down. 90% of the time, you know, the woman gets majority caretaker custody, primary custody of the parent, and the father gets this part-time daddy role trying to act like father of the year when they spend maybe like four days a month with their children, and they act like they do the most when they really don't.
But here's the thing I'll say, and I don't even like Drake. Drake don't do that.
Oh, hell no.
I like, he got, you know, the whole admission of him having a child was a little sketch and took him a bit, but since then he's really grown into the role, and when people talk about, and people are talking about TMZ taking things as rumor gossip mill,
mm-hmm.
people catch Drake doing stuff with his kids. I don't catch Kanye doing stuff with his kids.
Yeah, and you know, you catch him out with, like, the Julia Foxes and the other unknown name models and all of that shit.
But even that, like, he wants to get taken pictures with these models. Drake wants to get pictures taken with his kids.
Well, I mean, that shows a difference of priority. And a part of me wants to be like, mental health, remember, he's not all there. I get it. But at the same time, in terms of intersectionality, if he wants to, he will. If you want to prioritize your children, then, like, you would figure out ways to prioritize your children. If you want to be with your children and be happy, if you know Kim is their primary caretaker, like, don't stress her out. Don't make her feel like she's afraid to have people around her. She's afraid to, like, travel with her children places. She's afraid to do certain things because of how you're acting and or reacting.
Don't give thinly veiled threats of you, like, paying someone to do an animation of decapitating her boyfriend.
Right.
And then,
like,
making real world allusions to the fact that you gave her flowers. Like, it's all very weird and very creepy.
Yeah. It's very creepy. And it's like, if you know this person is supposed to be the caretaker of your children, your ex-wife, whatever, even if you guys didn't always get along, the last thing you need to be doing is stressing her out and making her feel unsafe, because it's like, you're already struggling emotionally and mentally. You don't need her struggling too.
Honestly,
you know, like, that's not gonna raise healthy children.
Honestly, maybe I'm just a bad person, but when you're talking about this, like, all I can picture is, like, Kanye West banging on a vending machine because it's not giving him the candy he wants. And, like, honestly, I really think that's more or less the description of the relationship he has with Kim at this point.
Yeah.
I got you. You were my thing, and now you're malfunctioning and broken. Now you're malfunctioning and you're broken. You're not doing what I want, so I'm just banging until it works.
Well, it's not even just that, because a lot of there's a lot of narcissistic personalities that do this too, where it's like, I'm gonna do the right thing, or what you perceive as the right thing, for a certain period of time, and once I've done it, you're supposed to absolve me of everything.
Right.
You know, so like he'll have his moments where he's decent, calm, getting along. Oh, I'm not typing in all caps no more. And then that didn't work. That one gesture of quote unquote niceness or goodness or quote unquote normalcy didn't work. Therefore, I'm back to my old behaviors. Because I tried to change. I made that change for you and you didn't accept it and give me everything I want. So I'm back to square one.
Yeah.
And like, and it's not just a Kanye problem. I've witnessed it. I've unfortunately had to be put through it. Other women have been put through it. But we're just seeing it on a larger scale because, you know, the internet.
the internet. Money, fame, et cetera, et cetera. Although, honestly, like, I just want to throw this back to a point, to another point. I saw, I think you told it to me.
Mm-hmm.
You found it from somebody online.
Mm-hmm.
And they made the point, like, listen, if Kim can't have a... If Kim, person with tons of money, fame, and clout... can't use all of her wiles and all the tools available to her.
And all of her resources, yeah.
And all of her resources to make a clean cut in a divorce, we need to stop pretending that anybody is able to make a clean cut divorce.
Right, like what...
It's purely based on how much both parties want to fuck with each other, and that's it.
Absolutely, 1000%. But it's just, it goes to show, like you said, it was a tweet, and I reposted it online, and it just pretty much said, if, you know, Kim with all the money and resources in the world is unable to walk away and be able to have a clean break from her ex-husband and get away without fearing for her safety, what chance do us regular normies, you know, the regular women that go through domestic violence in, you know, situations and abusive situations, what chances do they have?
Yeah.
You
especially
know?
Especially because, like, let's be 100% honest, like, Kim is kind of held up, at least nowadays, as some kind of like ideal woman. And bro, like, cops exist to protect white women. They exist to protect fragile, quote unquote, fragile women who need to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if the legal system's not going to step up for a rich woman, it's a little like, oh, we're all fucked.
Right. But it's just like, it just kind of reminds you to have some more sympathy for the women that can't quite leave yet. But the sad thing is, and the scary thing is, those women that can't quite leave yet, or doesn't have a plan, or doesn't have the resources like how some other people might, the longer you stay in a violent or abusive relationship, the more it leans towards violence and death. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Scared me so much. I started choking myself with that thought. Jeez. But anyways. But yeah, it just makes me sad for those women. And I, you know... I will probably post with this episode a couple domestic violence hotline numbers and links and other organizations you can support. I know we personally support the Shelter Horizon House.
Yeah.
And they are a shelter for women and children fleeing abuse and violence here in the GTA. Shouts out to them. But with that being said... I wanna still have like a positive eye. I hope, and I say this with a strong hitch, I hope that with everything kind of like dust settling with the divorce, that hopefully Kanye can fucking get over himself. You know, stop stressing out the woman that is raising their children. And be focused on being a better parent for his children so that they don't remember him as a menace to their mother.
That's a big hope. That's a long shot.
I know, but here's the thing.
Every bookie would be happy to make that bet.
I'm just saying there are some parents that divorce in a situation that isn't even as drastic as theirs. Just, you know, other reasons that people break up. And, like, parents, mostly women, will talk shit about the dads. Even the ones that are trying, doing the best, doing the most. Oh, he ain't shit. Oh, you see him already moved on. And he left your mother here. He can't even pay child support. You know? There are a lot of women that are guilty of doing that and putting that trauma and that burden of their the you know, breakdown of that relationship on their children. And I just hope that doesn't happen to his kids. And then they can just grow up remembering him that despite this divorce, daddy was sad, but he did the best for us, you know?
Honestly, I don't even know what to say about that, because even if this never happened, his kids probably are going to have to go through some stuff. Like, they probably are going to need therapy just because both of their parents' lives have been so exposed.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it's always a hard day when a kid learns that their parents aren't perfect, that their parents don't make no mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But, bro, like, their lives have been so exposed and so well documented that, like... they know the name of every single person their father dated before their mother, and every single person he's gonna be with after.
Same for Kim too.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Like, not even, their mother had a sex tape. That's how she became so famous.
100%. Isn't that wild? Isn't that a wild idea that you could be like a 10-year-old? You could be like, huh? And you could just stumble upon a sex tape of your mother, and there's nothing you can do about it.
You know that. Dragon Ball Z, where you get like blasted by like a Kamehameha and you just fade into, dissolve into lines and disappear.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I would feel if somebody came to me as a kid showing my mom fucking somebody. Like, I would just dissolve into nothing and just be like, Lord, take me now. Because I'm just saying, just the thought of that is just, I know for a lot of people, the thought of their parents having sex, period, is like, yuck. Triggering, ew. But to know that like your mom in particular was like super popular and people spank banks.
Oh yeah,
and like, and all not, of that.
And let's be 100 and let's be 100% honest too. She wanted to be in those spank banks.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
Okay, like, but
it's 100%.
Her intentions are irrelevant.
One of her other very big moments of fame was, quote unquote, breaking the internet by literally having like a nude shot of her ass go on the internet.
Yes, I know. But I'm just saying though, like, her intentions are irrelevant to the child's perception.
Oh yeah, 100%. You know? One day they're going to be scrolling the internet, and then like Exodia is going to be summoned before them, and like the light will pour out of their computer and obliterate them, just like you said.
God. Yeah, like that's how I feel. That's how I feel, like, bro. And unfortunately, people on the internet are very unkind. And will, you know, have their opinions and be like, your mom's a whore, your mom is this, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, but I know my mom. She makes me blueberry pancakes every Sunday. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, they don't see that side of her. They just see her as their mom. They don't see her as Kim the celebrity. And so that's a part of their life I'm not looking forward for them to experience.
100%. And, like, the thing that's wild about that situation, too, is, again, like, that was... we can't blame Kanye for that one. That one's Tim's choice.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's what I'm saying. They both had their own things. But, like, despite their own issues, fallouts, karmic energies, whatever, like, the kids don't deserve this. Kim doesn't deserve to be harassed. Poor Pete Davidson.
Yeah, Pete Davidson deserves the least out of everybody. He was just trying to take a poor lady out to have a good time. She was going through it, and it was rough.
He's like,
and
he
was
I'm just trying like, to
I'll
take
get
them
you dinner.
Right? He's like, I'm trying to take the MILF to the carnival. Like what?
Damn.
You know, like
and
you know.
And even then, we're making assumptions because I'm not sure if they ever confirmed they were dating. I've
been saying alleged boyfriends. So,
they honestly could not even be dating and just be friends, and he's still getting fucking hate. Like he's
yeah.
There's not even like even if you want to be like, ooh, he just wanted to get with Kim, he could not even be there and literally just be like this poor woman and what she's going through, and he's still getting hate on it. Like,
oh yeah, for sure. And like, I'm thankful you never really went through that kind of issue. You never went through your Pete stage of like the situation. But like, I remember, like, my kid's dad was not happy that you were around.
Yeah.
Was not happy that I was dating you.
Yeah, that and was. Like, there were some funny double standards that happened out of this situation.
Bro, like, and it's funny because that's what I'm saying. Like, you see it in certain situations. You see it replicated in this whole Kanye situation. Like, the man has a whole girlfriend. A whole girlfriend that my child has met, sat down, broke bread with, at that point, I think you were just meeting her. Cause like, you know, I like to vet you before I, you know, put you around my kid. And I was getting phone calls like, why do you have this man around my child? I don't feel comfortable. Oh, you're replacing her as her father. And I had to be like, bro, like, since when? Your name's on that birth certificate. Nobody's replacing nothing.
Yeah.
Like, he's my man, but you're her dad, period. Focus on that. You know, don't worry about what I'm doing because nobody's talking to you about your girlfriend. Just focus on being a parent.
Yeah.
And that kind of had to like put him in check. So I'm glad you never went through that. I'm thankful like her dad's not really a social media crybaby kind of type to do that anyways.
Yeah.
Although he will post subliminal music on the internet. But like outside of that, like,
yeah, whatever. He's been pretty cool. You can have your feelings. You can express them online. That's fine.
Yeah, but don't drag people into it. Don't be talking your bit. I hate people who talk drama on Facebook.
I get you.
Ooh.
I get you, but if you're just posting music, you ain't dragging anybody in your business. You're just
that's what I'm saying.
It's, speak to you, you know?
It's more subtle. It's definitely more subtle. Like, that's cool. Sure, like, whatever. But my whole thing is, like, I've seen actual posts like, oh, my boyfriend is yada yada, or my baby daddy did XYZ, and I'm like, don't do that. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But you know what? With that being said, we're going to wrap this up. Like I said, I hope this whole family finds healing, gets past this. Nobody likes, you know, nobody likes to see, at least I don't, you know, triumph and praise the demise of relationships and families breaking down, like, yeah. You know?
And even though he's being, and he definitely has made himself into, it's not just the narrative, but even though Kanye is kind of seen as the villain of this situation, honestly, I hope he gets better too.
Yeah.
I hope that he gets it out. And you can tell that's real because I would love to have another good Kanye album.
I'm just saying, like,
I would love to have another Dark Twisted Fantasy. Let's do it.
I don't know. I pray for him. He's musically gifted, talented. You know, I would love for his personal self, mind, heart, soul to be, you know, as wonderful and as positive as his musical talents are, that he can be healthy, that he can be happy, and you know, the family is also happy and healthy.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, let us know what you think of this whole situation. Drop it in the comments on Instagram. You know, leave a little feedback on Spotify. Spotify has their Q&As and their polls. So, interact. It helps with our algorithm. And thank you to all of the new followers that have been flooding our Instagram page. We love to see y'all. Hi.
Bye.
Bye. Follow us at This Black Girl Podcast.